Greetings, I'm Fred Zaspel. Welcome to another author interview here at Books at a Glance. Today we're talking to Dr. Jason DeRoshi, and we're talking about his new commentary on the minor prophet Zephaniah. Jason, great to have you with us. Thanks for coming.
Thanks. It's a delight to be with you.
That's not often we see a commentary on Zephaniah, so congratulations on that.
That's right. It truly is one of those books so many don't even know exist. And
Exactly.
53 short verses. My son told me that, okay, Dad, my phone says it takes 9 minutes to read through this book. And if I take that number of words and compare it to your commentary, this is going to be a 17-hour read. That's what he told me.
Well, I was going to say Zephaniah is it's one of those books where you tell the congregation you're going to turn to Zephaniah, and then you take a coffee break. You explain that it's in the Old Testament, and you give them time to look up in their index and find it. What about all of that? Why is it so? Is it just because it's one of the 12 and it's so small that it's overlooked? And then tell us about your own interest in Zephaniah. I know it's been a, you and I've talked about it before. It's been a long interest of yours. So tell us about all that.
Well, it is an unknown book. We are Christians, and so many of us are raised solely on the New Testament, failing to recognize that our Old Testament is Christian scripture. Then we go to the prophets and we think of the heavy hitters like Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and the 12 minor guys, minor only because of their size, they're
right.
easily forgotten. And Zephaniah is buried right in the middle of them. And he's filled with imagery of the day of the Lord. And half of that is punishment. And we don't often like to think of that. So I think we don't consider minor prophets very often. Now, for me, I was thrust now 20 years ago this year to teaching my very first minor prophets course. They were 8-week exegesis classes in the undergraduate Christian college I was teaching at. And over a 4-year period, I taught the minor prophets 10 times. And Zephaniah continued every single time I taught through the 12, continued to be the book that destroyed me. Because of its call for humility, its battle against the proud. And I originally, in the Zondervan Exegetical Commentary on the Old Testament series, was slated to write on Deuteronomy. That's what I had done my doctoral studies in, and I wanted to continue that work. But over a course of time, it became evident that I was not going to be able to finish that project according to the calendar Zondervan had in mind. And so I requested Zephaniah. Little did I know what I would gain. What I knew is that Acts 3:18 said, all the prophets foretold the sufferings of Christ. Acts 3:24 said, all the prophets declared the day that Peter was preaching in, which was Pentecost and beyond. All the prophets did that. Acts 10 told us that all the prophets foretold that everyone who believes in Jesus can experience forgiveness of sins. Peter again in 1 Peter chapter 1 said the very prophets of the Old Testament that were speaking about the saving grace that was ours searched and inquired carefully, inquiring to know what person and time the Spirit of Christ in them foretold when he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow. It was revealed to them that they were serving not themselves, but us. They were searching and inquiring. Zephaniah was reading Isaiah. Zephaniah was reading Genesis. And considering all the while, says Peter, the person and the time of Christ's coming. And so I had that framework, and it drew me into this book because it's one of those minor prophets that never mentions the Messiah explicitly. Yet Peter says he's there. His sufferings are talked about. The church age is talked about. So I was drawn into this book, and I ended up spending 10 years with this guy. Many, many projects happened in between, but I started it summer of 19, sorry, summer of 2014. And for a decade, I've gotten to journey with this brother. He ministered during the days of Josiah, which is in that period, in the period that the book of the law was found, the essence of which I believe are the sermons in Deuteronomy. And so all of a sudden, my Deuteronomy side was piqued by wondering, was Zephaniah serving Josiah's reform movement before or after Deuteronomy was found? And so that informed my reading, Zephaniah's use of scripture. But then considering Zephaniah's use in scripture, how do later authors like Zechariah or John, Luke in the book of Acts, draw on Zephaniah, Matthew as a gospel writer? How do they draw on Zephaniah, and how are they interpreting it in the light of Christ's coming? And so all those factors have played in and helped, as I've sought to read this book within its close, continuing, and complete biblical context, I've been awed by what God has shown me, and I truly see it as this is Christian scripture with a lastingly relevant message for the church today.